Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. Stand up for your country. 2 weeks from tonight, the most important day in the presidential election, the first debate, Cleveland, Ohio, Case Western University. It will be the day of either doom or bloom, B-L-O-O-M, for Joe Biden. Pressure's on him. Many people, including myself, are not convinced he has the mental acuity, great word, acuity, to run the country. And if he falters, if he speaks in nonsensical ways, if he can't answer direct questions, that's going to be it. Now, there are two more debates, but it's not going to be like Ronald Reagan and Mondale, where Reagan got clocked the first debate and came back the second. This one, because of the definition of Mr. Biden as being past his prime, to put it kindly, if that is demonstrated 2 weeks from tonight, I think it's over. I think Trump wins. Big if, though. So tonight, Donald Trump goes on with ABC News, George Stephanopoulos, in a town hall, 90 minutes. Trump can easily parry that. Stephanopoulos is not. Stephanopoulos will hit him on the COVID Woodward stuff. He'll hit him on that. But Trump should easily be able to swat that away. And then the questions by the people, you know, they're not pros. A lot of them will be softballs. A lot of them, no follow-ups. So this is like 90 minutes of free publicity for Donald Trump, courtesy of ABC News. So ABC asked the Biden campaign, hey, we're going to give Trump 90 minutes in a town hall. We'd like to have Joe come on in. And the Biden campaign goes, we can't find a date. Now, I'm sorry. I don't want to be cruel. And I certainly don't want to be unfair. I really, really don't. But I'm a pro. I've been doing this a long time. I mean, I've been covering presidential politics since 1976, okay? You are running for president. A network offers you 90 minutes of cupcake time. Cupcake time. And you say you can't find a date? Come on. So this proves to me there's something wrong with Mr. Biden. I had a little bit of doubt before this that he might just be in and out like Ronald Reagan was after he was shot, which I write about extensively in Killing Reagan. Ronald Reagan was up and down. And I said, maybe that's Biden and maybe he'll come back. But if his campaign won't take 90 minutes of free airtime 6 weeks before an election, you know there's something wrong. All right, Donald Trump today at the White House, Big Dog and Pony Show with Bahrain and United Arab Emirates, both of which are getting new diplomatic relations with Israel. So Netanyahu, the leader of Israel, and the two leaders of UAE and Bahrain are all at the White House. Trump is meeting with them. There's a big lunch. There'll be a big press conference, and nobody cares. Network will cover it a little bit. But Trump was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize because of this. I guarantee you, you go outside in your mask and you stop people and you have to distance. And you go, did you know Donald Trump was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize? Do you know why? And everybody go, what? There's no coverage. Except in Atlantic Magazine, which now wants to cancel the Nobel Peace Prize. It's so corrupt. But I'm glad you're here because this is an honest broadcast. This is the story of the day right here. Rasmussen, they do a daily tracking poll. Rasmussen is the only one right 4 years ago. I was right, but I didn't pick Trump to win until 5 days before the vote. Rasmussen had him winning throughout the fall. Rasmussen asked, as they do every day, do you approve or disapprove President Trump's drop performance? 51% approve today. 48% disapprove. That's a big turnaround. Now, You'll never hear that anywhere else. I mean, maybe on the conservative shows, but not in the straight AP, forget it. Reuters, no way. Never. But that shows me that, Trump support is rising. So if you got 51% of the electorate saying he's doing an okay job, that's a big number, particularly because he's Donald Trump. And he's alienated millions and millions of Americans by his style.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout. Now, yesterday we reported that Donald Trump went out to California, did the wildfires devastating the nation's most populous state, a state I love. I've been to every county in the state. It's the most beautiful place, one of the most beautiful places on earth. Not anymore. The fires are roaring. Okay. So Trump meets with Newsom, the governor. Newsom's a far-left guy, but he needs federal money, so he has to be nice to the president, which he is, but they disagree on climate change. Okay. Newsom says climate change is everywhere and destroying the planet. Trump doesn't buy it. But there wasn't a big climate change debate until Joe Biden came out of his house in Delaware and said this. Go.
If we have four more years of Trump's climate denial, how many suburbs will be burned in wildfires? How many suburban neighborhoods will have been flooded out? How many suburbs will have been blown away in superstorms? If you give a climate arsonist four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze? If you give a climate denier four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised when more of America is underwater?
Okay, so the Wall Street Journal and its editorial page mocked Biden for that. I'm not going to get into it other than to say from that, I ascertain, good word, that if Joe Biden's elected, he can stop. Look at a magic wand. It's like, ooh. He stops all the wildfires, all the hurricanes, everything, just because he believes in climate change. He's going to stop it all. All right? So there's not going to be any flooding or fires or storms. Not going to be any of that if you vote for Joe Biden, because he's going to stop it. Now, this is, of course, insane and absurd at the same time. So concretely, Mr. Biden, I'm going to rejoin the Paris climate change thing. I'm going to go right back there to Paris. And that's going to, and then I'm going to destroy the fossil fuel industry in the USA, except fracking in Pennsylvania, a state I need. We'll let them frack. But otherwise, no. Oil out, coal out, natural gas out, everything's out. Wind and solar, we're going to put that in. And it's going to cost a couple of trillion, but that's all right. And then everything's going to be okay in America, even though China and India won't cooperate with the Paris Climate Club. They're going to continue to pollute all day long. But me, Joe Biden, I'm going to stop all the fires and floods and storms in the USA because I'm going to do that. I'm just thinking, who believes this? Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, final thought of the day. Dennis Miller has a podcast, The Dennis Miller Option. It's from Westwood One, Apple Podcasts, Google. Tonight, he has me as his guest, all right? He has new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, and we talked about killing Crazy Horse. Go.
Well, you know, Bill, when you go back and you read anything in history, man's hubris plays a part. Captain Smith on the Titanic, people like that. What would you say the main tactical error, Custer, who was not an unbrave man, from what I gather?
No. He was a hero at Gettysburg in the Civil War, which is why U.S. Grant sent him out there. Because Crazy Horse was beating the U.S. Army in battle after battle after battle. And they couldn't corral him, and they couldn't catch him. And they said, well, we'll send Crazy George out after him because he's a maniac and he'll get him. And so George goes on out, bases in Kansas, Leavenworth, has a few skirmishes where he kills everybody, and then he goes into the Badlands to chase Crazy Horse. Now, Crazy Horse is 5,000 warriors, but Custer didn't know that. There was no intel, no drones to see what you were up against. And Custer thought he had a couple of thousand, and Custer's 480 or whatever, 500, plus Indian scouts and press, could take him.
So we have a very extensive conversation about killing Crazy Horse. I posted it on BillO'Reilly.com, but I want you to check out Miller's podcast. The thing about Miller is he's a very funny comedian, but he knows history. He reads. When we were on the road going around, Miller was always reading, you know, a book that was a lot of them way beyond my comprehension. He knows what happened in America. He's very interested in the world. So that podcast where he interviews me about killing Crazy Horse was interesting to me, the questions that Miller asked. So I hope you check it out. We had Miller on earlier. I think it was last week we had him on. That's posted on BillO'Reilly.com. It's always funny when he comes on with me. But this podcast is about killing Crazy Horse. It was nice of Miller to do this. Nice of Westwood One, who I used to work for. They syndicated The Radio Factor, if you remember. We did that for 7 years. Now we do the O'Reilly Update on about 300 stations across the country, and I hope you're checking that out as well. And WABC in New York is carrying us from 10 to 11, and I'm thrilled about that because that's my legacy radio station. And so everything's going our way. Crazy Horse, big hit. Thank you all, and I hope you're really enjoying it. We'll see you again tomorrow.